It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. My name is J. Cleveland Payne. This is Things You Might Have Heard for This Day. And what we're going to present for you are eight stories you have already queued up, ready to go, that were from the past day, that's yesterday, to present for you for this morning. That's Wednesday. We're live broadcasting and recording this thing at 5:50 a.m. Central Time that you deemed as conversational. These stories cover information, politics, current events, and pop culture news topics, and we'll explain the vetting process after the headlines. We'll give you the news and then tell you how we got here. That's how it works here. And we'll, you know, we give you the goods, and then we explain stuff. So hopefully you'll stick around. Stick around for more great things. If you can't, remember our website where you can always find information on us is The Conversation Project's website. This is theconversationproject.com. And of course, email us at the conversation inbox at gmail.com. Let us know what we're doing well and sometimes not so well. Let's get into the news stories. These headlines are what we're presenting for you. No particular order as they're being presented, but we'll give you some context because today it kind of matters where things happen. Today, if there's a theme for the thing, it's centers of the universe. These people believe they are the centers of the universe. Most of them are people. So let's get to that one. Story number one, the center of the basketball, college basketball universe right now is Arkansas of all places. As this top story, this is, well, number two story for the day. Top recruit decommits from Kentucky to follow John Calipari to Arkansas. Four-star recruit Carter Cox has decided to decommit from Kentucky and will instead follow John Calipari to Arkansas. Movie comes in the wake of Calipari's recent decision to leave Kentucky for his new position. Knox's decision underscores the vivid influence of coaches who can have their decisions on recruits. The big reason why Arkansas pulled for Calipari, which may or may not be a deal with the devil, is that they expected big recruits to come to the Hill, come to Fayetteville, come to play in the SEC for the red and not for the blue or the orange or the red. That's the other reds. There's a lot of reds in the SEC. And we're going to see how that happened. Now, not every commit has gone from Kentucky to Arkansas. Some guys are staying with Kentucky. Some guys are looking from other places. And this is on the recruiting end. We're not sure who they can pull from the transfer portal because, as John Calipari said, he went and talked to the team, and they ain't no team. All the players that were worth anything, if you will, put themselves in the transfer portal, and they're going someplace else because they weren't happy with the direction and losing their coach. In fact, many of them are headed out to USC with the former coach. We'll see how the basketball universe, the college basketball universe, will hell this year in Arkansas and whether they can make a big deal, especially with, I believe, Texas. I think Texas is joining SEC in basketball this season. I think that's happening this season. We shall see in a couple months. Headline for story number two reads like this, and this guy definitely thinks he's the center of the universe. Trump poised to clinch $1.3 billion social media company stock award. Now, the real story we should be talking about is Donald Trump in trial yesterday, day two of his actual trial for the case dealing with the Stormy Daniels falsifying documents, money laundering, whatever this one is. But here's the deal. Even though David Pecker basically sold out his friend, former friend, in this testimony, what we actually have is Donald Trump making billions of dollars with a bonus. $1.3 billion bonus expected today from the company that operates the app Truth Social. Now, what happens? The stock had to stay above a certain price for 30 days, and it has. Now, the stock went up really, really big, came down really, really little, but it still stayed at above the price it needed to stay for this actual bonus. Trump will get this bonus kicked in today, more than likely, but he still can't spend it because it's still tied into his stock options, unless you can sell a stock, which you won't be able to do for months, if not a few years. He is literally just paper rich again, not liquid rich. Let's go to headline number three. Another center of the universe, George Santos. And he is ending his congressional bid for New York's first district. Now, the former New York representative George Santos has officially ended his campaign to run for Congress in the first district of New York. This decision comes after his expulsion from his previous district and federal charges being faced. He announced his withdrawal because he didn't want to split the Republican ticket in this first district. Didn't see he was going to win and just needs to do whatever he can to stay relevant, even though this didn't work out so well. The cameos, now that he's finding out that they're all paid for by Jimmy Kimmel, made him a laughing stock. He still has all these things where he will go to jail for eventually, and no one cares. He did say that George Santos is not gone forever. He'll be back. not quite in the Hasta La Vista voice, but he did say he'll be back. We'll see how that works out going forward as well, because this is one that we thought was gone, and he apparently is not quite gone for good. Let's go to the fourth headline for this morning. Senator of the Universe Candace Owens becomes Catholic. That's the very quick, very snappy, very unexplainable explanation from Newsweek with their caption for their version of the story. Candace Owens, the conservative commentator, has recently converted to Catholicism. The decision comes after she hinted several times in the past about considering the conversion. Her announcement of the conversion was made on social media on April 22nd. And she was married, because she's married to a Catholic man, described the step of her personal journey as significant, reflecting deep commitment to her new faith. It's amazing how she decided to convert to Catholicism after she lost her job with the Daily Caller, or not Daily Caller, with Daily Caller, the guys because she was being anti-Semitic, essentially. Thank you. Excuse me. And going on, this is also amazing that she married a guy who's Catholic. She's married for many years and all of a sudden decides now to be Catholic because it brings things in. It's amazing that the only thing we have is basically a social media picture of her doing her conversion, whatever they do to be Catholic, because it takes a little bit of rites, whatever, sign some paperwork, I guess. Although it just takes bringing in the love of Jesus Christ to your heart to be a Christian. Catholicism means a lot of rites, a lot of things going on. So we'll see more of those things, maybe, come from Candace Owens in the new edition of Candace Owens. Also explains the God is good, amen comment, which if you aren't a Christian of black faith that grew up in the Southern Church, I'll explain it to you in the comments. Just ask about it. We'll explain it offline. The God is good, amen. I'll explain that later. We'll get into that much, much later. That's a whole other ball of wax to dig out of, if you will. Not quite a Center of the Universe story, but this is an actual story that you got to need to know about, because your identity online is important to actually fight. Yesterday, I spent a good deal of my time yesterday afternoon fighting a identity stealer doing some stuff on my stuff yesterday, and it was quite devastating. Check this one out. United Health paid ransom to bad actors, said patient data was compromised in Change Healthcare attack, cyber attack. United Healthcare Group recently admitted to paying a ransom following a cyber attack on its subsidiary Change Healthcare. The incident led to a compromise in patient data, which the company publicly acknowledged. Cyber attack and subsequent ransom payment have raised significant concerns regarding the security measures in place to protect sensitive health information. Your information, your data online is big. You may laugh at those commercials about the black web holding your data and stuff like that, because some of those things are silly and some of the things are kind of scammy. But the point that some of those services actually do a good job of doing a basic level of keeping an eye on your data out there and keeping you safe. So no endorsement, but some of those are pretty good. Make sure you keep an eye on your digital data and making sure that all the things that you're running for credit reports and information queries are guarded, because bad things can happen. Take it from me. Bad things are happening right now. We're working those things right now. Another center of the universe is actually Elon Musk, and he has gotten calls. He's calling, let me read it properly. Australian PM calls Elon Musk an arrogant billionaire, that's a quote, in row over attack footage. The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese recently labeled Elon Musk an arrogant billionaire, there's that again, during a public dispute. Conflict arose due to Musk's social media platform, X, formerly known as Twitter, not complying with the request to block globally the content relevant to violent attacks that occurred in Sydney. Remember the two stabbings happening in Sydney last week? X was not blocking any content. The incident involved the stabbing at a church, and the court has since mandated X to take down the footage of the attack. Musk says, this is citizenship. It's all fair. People should see these things. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. I dropped a bunch of S-bombs yesterday, and I'm trying not to do that today, but Elon Musk is just kind of proving that because he's a billionaire by sort of falling into it, rich by just sort of happenstance, it sort of happened, was created, but the billionaire status he just sort of happened into, he's proven just to be the biggest troll, the biggest jerk, biggest, you know, idiot maybe plant out there, because he's rich and either really doesn't understand because he's on the spectrum, or because he's rich and doesn't give a S-bomb to us. Here's a local story that's becoming a national story that has a lot of people really, really upset over it. Here's the headline for this one. Arkansas State Police turn over findings of investigation into ATF shooting of Little Rock Airport executives. Executive, should say. The Arkansas State Police recently completed with an investigation in the shooting case involving a former executive. The robot editor cut out his first name. Last name is Brian. The case has drawn considerable attention. After complying with the filing for the Criminal Justice Division, the Arkansas State Police handed over the filings to ATF on Monday. Details have not been publicly disclosed. The short version of the story is Mr. Brian was allegedly selling illegal weapons. He was basically selling weapons as a broker, not licensed. And the ATF and Arkansas State Police actually came in to deliver a warrant in which it was basically, it was all the riot police things that you expect. They rolled in with a bunch of cars. They came in with a lot of armed folks with masks. They burst into the house, did the whole "we're here," and he ended up dead in the process. As just a random member of the airport commission, who was basically what looks like selling guns, just without a license, not so much. He was not a cartel to selling guns without the actual license to sell them at gun shows. That's what it looks like. An overcomplication of the force put here just seems terrible. Now, this is something we complain about many times. We talked about many of the black people dying a couple summers ago. We'll see what happens with this one going forward. Those are words, yes, I just said. And finally, an actual rightful center of the universe, but for the wrong reasons this time. The headline for the story for Megan Thee Stallion reads, "Photographer alleges he was forced to watch Megan Thee Stallion have sex and was then fairly fired." His version: photographer formerly working for Megan Thee Stallion has filed a lawsuit alleging he was subjected to uncomfortable working conditions, including being forced to observe sexual acts. Lawsuit, which was detailed in a recent news report, also claims photographer was unfairly terminated from position, which happens in these cases. Further allegations in the lawsuit point to issues such as being restricted from working for others, denial of overtime pay, and lack of adequate breaks during the tenure with Megan Thee Stallion, plus have no watcher have sex. Allegedly. Now, the lawyers for Ms. Thee Stallion says this is untrue. None of this is real. It's all made up. And he's just trying to pad his case for just basically being a bad employee. We shall see. We shall see way too much of this one going forward. Okay. Oosha. Oosha. Let's get back into more serious news here. The teaser story for this morning. This is a story we could talk about come tomorrow if you deem it worthy of chit chat by our feeds engagement. How's that work? Go to our feeds on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/thisistheconversationproject and twitter.com/th_conversation. And if you want to talk this story up, just engage in it. The headline reads, "Congress passes TikTok sell or ban bill, but legal battle looms." Now, Congress passed a bill essentially late yesterday that allowed for funding for Ukraine, funding for Taiwan, funding for Israel, and the ban of TikTok to be sold in about 90 days, I believe. So click on the link and see what's going on. Actually, it's got to be longer than 90 days because it's well past the election. I think it's 9 months. I'm not looking at the actual article. I'm just looking at the headline there. But TikTok or the Chinese Communist government has 9 months to sell TikTok to some other entity so we can trust it. Will it happen? Probably not, because that's where the legal battles are going. And the biggest thing is all these people who voted to get rid of TikTok, most of them are actually on the TikTok. Read the story, see where things are going. Read about the whole entire bill that got passed together and tell me if we're talking about TikTok being told to sell itself in 9 months. Do this by going to our feeds on Facebook and Twitter, and we will do this. Engage in it by just clicking on whatever engagement button you want to. The more engagement the story gets, better chance we have of talking about it tomorrow. We're talking about YouTube TV all week, and we love YouTube TV here at the Payne House. It is something that gets us through the day because, honestly, we watch a bunch of TV. My wife watches infinite numbers of Hallmark movies. I watch the news a lot, as you could expect. The daughter doesn't actually watch much TV on YouTube TV. At least she doesn't know she does. But she does every so often go through and watch a series and will binge something that's been recorded there, here, there. She doesn't actually understand how TV works because she's, you know, 12 and they all they do is watch YouTube videos most of the time. But YouTube TV keeps us grounded because we have actually six DVRs, for two for myself, one for the all other members of the, my family that live in the house, and we all can watch what we want when we want to watch it. Unlimited DVRs based on what's being played, and we don't cross paths on any one stuff. It's that we don't use up all the space on the total DVR because we all have our own DVRs going on. It's a great way to get into sports, into news, into premium content, not extreme, premium content, because they have connections to all the big premium services directly into YouTube TV. And the biggest thing is they now have access to hundreds of other new apps that other streaming services, other smaller streaming services have related for their apps in their big service. So check them out today. Now is the time to finally cut that cord. This is the conversationproject.com/YouTube TV. This is the conversationproject.com/YouTube TV. This is a conversationproject.com/YouTube TV. Oh, I'm bearing the lead. You'll get $45 off the first 3 months of the content, first 3 months of your service. $45 off because you get $30 off for signing up and extra $15 for being my friend. Use my link and get the deal. This is an affiliate link, so we get a little bit back for you getting a whole lot off. But trust me, it works for all of us. Check it out. YouTube TV. Check it out today. Conversation Project lives online at this. It's conversationproject.com. We provide for you good news stories, sometimes great news stories, sometimes stories that are kind of eh. But the whole point of the Conversation Project is to give you access to conversational stories that we can chat up and see how they work out. And you do your best to tell us what stories are conversational. We get a whole lot of information on just some of the randomish things we put out there to see if you like it, that you like or don't like. Some things are very much hit when they should have been misses. Some things are really big misses when I thought they were hits. So engage in our content at our website. This is theconversationproject.com. On our feeds, of course, find them at The Conversation Project on both Facebook and Twitter. And engage with us via email at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. If you believe us worthy of support, go by our website, click on the link for partnerships, and click the link and find a way to partner with us. We are doing what we can to do more conversational things and add more content to stuff. It takes more effort from you guys, literally, to be a part of the conversation and give us more funds, to be honest, because this is competing with other outside jobs and the main job. So if I had less other side gig stuff I had to do, I could do more stuff here. That's the plea. It's a rough plea. It's an ugly plea, but it's the honest truth. You want more great stuff here, more good content? I need a little help from you guys here. So we thank you in advance and we'll be good stewards of what you can provide to us here. A couple things we do, because this is one project I have batched in a lot of projects for media. And one of them that is fairly new is called the Word of the Day, or actually called the Big Words Project. And with that comes a Word of the Day and learning new words. Today's big O word is a word I had never heard before, and it's an interesting word that I probably won't get much use out of, but because the concept. A biblioclept. Biblioclept. It is a person who steals books. Now, as people in this day and age tend to not even read books, I'm not sure who actually steals books, but used in the sentence, the rare book room was closed temporarily after the biblioclept made off with several first editions. If you're a person who loves words and maybe does steal books, check out the Big Words Project at thebigwordsproject.com. Sign up for the Word of the Day newsletters to get that in your inbox and look for our newest book, our current iteration of Big Words You Ought to Know. Right now, Volume 1 is out there. Every book purchased will give $1 from that purchase to a local book reading program here in Arkansas. Whether it's the Kindle electronic version or the paperback version, you can check that out. Oh, by the way, since we're selling books, another book we released this week is called 100 Daily Affirmations for Positivity and Confidence. Now, here's a little kicker. Got a call yesterday from a bookseller from an independent bookstore in Maryland who said they got information of this book being published and someone suggested they call me. Now, it came from a number that was possible spam and the conversation was a little weird and he had a kind of really thick foreign accent, nothing against really thick foreign accents, but didn't really sound like somebody from Maryland. I know maybe Boston, but not quite Maryland. So if you're looking to get my book in your independent bookstore, find me, email me, give me a call, and we'll work some things out. We can give you a discount on some books. I'll have them in stock in hand within about a week or so. Right now, they all live online or where other independent bookstores get them from. So check it out on Amazon or wherever you buy books from online. It may be there already. It's 100 Daily Affirmations for Positivity and Confidence. I should talk about the book and not just people who may be scamming me out of money to send them books. Here's the thing. This book is a very simple book. It has 100 affirmations that you can use to pump yourself up, talk yourself into better things, and hopefully trick yourself into a better life. And each affirmation is not just a written word. It's just 100 words. So it's just like a 10-page book. Each affirmation has 5 different reasons behind why the affirmation can work for you. So you'll go through, it'll give you details on what it's actually pointing to, why it's important, and what it wants you to focus on while you're doing the affirmation. And if the affirmation is not perfect, because these are just words, fix them. Make them your own. But check out the book, 100 Daily Affirmations for Positivity and Confidence. It's by me. Look for 100 Daily Affirmations Pain on your search for online stuff. The book will come up. It is simply $10 paperback, $5 electronic Kindle version. Check this one out because I think it could help you out immensely. With that, thank you for helping me out immensely by being with us for the show today. Wednesday, April 24th edition of Things You Might Have Heard is now done for the day. Check out our feeds and make sure you're helping us get the right stories in for the talkie every day, because engaging at them so we know which stories are there. The top stories of the day get a look for being pulled into the show. Top 15 stories of any day, Tuesday through Friday, and then we'll take 8 of those stories and present to you here in the newscast. Monday, it's top 30 stories, 10 stories presented, just like that. So what 8 stories will we pick from the top 15 you like from today? We shall see coming soon. Stay limber, stay hydrated, stay on task for all the grand things you're here to do. And of course, consider being a partner. Go to our website and consider it. In the meantime, thank you so much for being with us here. Love you. Mean it. We're going to get out of here for this Wednesday. Long day ahead. More identity theft chasing for me. Hopefully not for you. Let's go get after it, shall we?